Hollywood, on the air.
Good evening. RKO Radio Pictures present Irene Dunne, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers in Scenes from Roberta. Roberta is full of surprises because Roberta is set in Paris, and Paris is the most surprising city in the world. Imagine lovely Irene Dunne imagining herself slighted by the man who imagines she is slighting him. Irene's heart is on fire, and you know that when your heart's on fire, smoke gets in your eyes. Miss Dunn.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. And something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find.
When a charming girl makes up her mind to get the man she thinks she wants, he's as good as in the bag. But charming girls are sometimes hard to handle, and only a very honest girl like Ginger Rogers will admit it. Yes, without raising an eyebrow, Ginger, with a brand new accent, informs all and sundry that she's hard to handle.
I'll be hard to handle, I promise you that. And if you complain, his one little Jane will leave you flat. I'll be hard to handle, what else can I be? Just ask my dad the trouble he had controlling me. I have rules to be specific in a temper. Oh, I'm terrific. I throw chairs and tables and I never miss. I'm as cold as any shellfish. I tell lies. I mean, I'm selfish. Think it over. My warning is this. I'll be hard to handle, I'm making it plain. Now just be a dear and cram out of here, cause I'm going to raise Cain. I'll sit on me, what a big laugh, it will be. What a big laugh, little little
skip, skipper, rhythm, dancer.
I'm as cold as any shellfish. I tell lies, I mean I'm selfish. Think it
said over. My warning is, if you want to be zing, not, oh, I'll be hard to handle. I'm making it plain. Now show me a deer and scram out of here.
There's nothing more entrancing in all the wonders of nature than a beautiful girl in a beautiful gown. Loveliness in silk, satin. That's what makes the heart beat fast and the pulse do nip-ups. But let Irene Dunn explain the success of Roberta's Parisian dress shop. I mean, when Roberta has worked her art upon you, you're lovely to look at.
Lovely to look at, delightful to love, heaven to kiss. A combination like this is quite my most impossible dream come true. Imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at. It's thrilling to hold you. Terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new. And oh, it's lovely to look at you.
Lovely to look at? I'll say they are. Here they come, a parade of models fashioned of Roberta's magic and making Roberta's dress shop gleam with beauty. Look, here's a gown which gives its wearer a sort of Jeanne d'Arc spirit, a kind of stately aloofness, suggestive of fine chain mail with its glistening steel beads woven into fine silk. There's a rope necklace and a girdle of beads, finished with trailing strands of beads. And here's a gown for a brunette. And a brunette is wearing it, and you say, oh, but you forget what you want to say as you see another. Shimmering white satin, combined with rich silver fox. The jacket with a high neckline and the gown itself clinging with allure. There's a blonde model wearing this one, and you're torn between admiration for the gown and admiration for the girl. You're on the point of rushing right up and buying them both. But you don't. You can't. For here comes a ravishing vision in flesh, rose, and flame. A tightly molded evening frock. Fashioned of chiffon with a graduated flounce, and over it a great circular cape of osprey feathers. That's what you're seeing here at Roberta's. Dame fashion at her most intriguing.
You're lovely to look at, delightful to learn, heaven to hear. A combination like this is quite a
way of deep contrast, here's Fred Astaire, whose nimble feet are the fastest in the world. In Roberta, Fred leads a dance orchestra, and Ginger Rogers, who masquerades as a Polish countess, is in a mood to dance when she arrives at the nightclub in which Fred is entertaining. But Fred is doubtful. In fact, he says, I won't dance, and he says it very convincingly. Here he is, Fred Astaire, the idol of two continents. And now let's find out why he won't dance.
Not this season, there's a I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, not I'm with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely.
So what? I'm lovely.
But all what you do to me, I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
Ah, but when you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental, cause heaven rest us, I'm not as best as, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance? How could I won't dance? Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance, and if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.